The title of today's message is, If We Lose Hope. The message in Matthew chapter 11, verse 2 to 11. The disciple of John the Baptist. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciple to ask him, Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? Jesus replied, Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you. And more than a prophet, it is the one about whom it is written. I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare you your way before you. Truly I tell you, among those who are born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The key verse in chapter 11, verse 6 is the key verse. Let's all read together this key verse. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. I'd like to invite our pastor to share the message. Greetings to the congregation. This morning, we worship together with the title of the message is, If We Lose Hope. And now, we are in a situation that in 2014, that the flight from Malaysia with the airline number MH370, flew from Malaysia to China, and this airplane was lost in the Indian Ocean. There are 239 people there. 12 are the flight crew, 2 newborns, and 2 25 elders. And including 154 Chinese on board. They could not find this airplane. They don't know what happened to this airplane. There are 14 countries and then 43 ships servicing and 58 airplanes to go and search for this airplane. At the Malaysian airport, main viewing area, visitors have written hundreds of hopes and prayers on specially prepared sheets and whiteboards. The prayer on written them, for example, maybe a miracle can still happen, be peaceful. I'm sure all of them will return home, or do not lose hope. There are so many encouragements written on the whiteboards. And in the television, a Chinese father can appear on an interview. I hope that that airplane, they would be downright this may be just a very faint hope. But it will give me a hope that my son is to survive at some point. The foundation hope is the truth of our life. We cannot live without hope. We are thankful that hope of the Christian is put on the foundation differently than the hope of any other people in this world. That is, our hope is on the foundation that could not be moved. That is God. The hope put on some events or some situation or some trends or put hope in a person, all of that hope is not pure. But when our hope is put on the God of all ages, and that is the hope of throughput. And this morning, I'd like to encourage all of you with the word of God. If our heart lose this hope for any reason, what do we do? Let's pray for guidance, asking for the message of this passage to encourage, to share. When we lose hope, what we do, hear our Father. We live in the world full of different changing events. The heart becomes unpeaceful because of war, because of sickness and disaster, with the economic condition, because of the evil deeds. For many reasons, make our lives sometimes we have losing hope. But we are thankful because our faith is on Christ, is the one that never changes. So we will have a hope we'll never change. May our heart to depend on the Lord when we have some shakiness in our life. May your word encourage each one of us and help us to understand your word. We are thankful we live up into your sovereignty, and may you teach us your word. Well, then we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The congregation, in the passage we just read, from verse 1 to verse 6, is a record of a question who served the Lord. And there's a situation maybe we call losing hope. We ask Jesus, are you the one to come, or we have to wait for another? And we see the events happen that we can see the wisdom. If we are facing that causes to lose hope, what do we do? The first thing I'd like to share is that do not lose hope in the Lord. Why should we not lose hope? Because God is a God of all ages. He doesn't change. So our hope is on a foundation unchanging. It is a hope of forever. Let's think about John the Baptist. Is someone who has been called by God to become a prophet, to prepare the Lord the way for the Lord. John Baptist is related to Jesus. John Baptist's mother is a cousin of Mary, and he was born 6 months before the Lord Jesus Christ. God has used John the Baptist to prepare the way for Jesus when Jesus was 30 years old to carry out his mission. And in that event, John was so famous. He was famous in Jerusalem, in the Judea, because he was a prophet. But strangely, that this prophet, he didn't live in the house. He lived in the wilderness. He ate all the grasshopper and wild honey. And then, because he was intervening in the Herod's Antipas, because he was put into prison because of that intervention to the king. And now he asked his disciples who come to Jesus, ask Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? When we see this question, maybe someone who is losing hope, right? What's the reason for this question? There are many reasons. The first is that maybe John has been chosen by God to prepare the way for Jesus. And in this role of prophet, the last prophet, and he was chosen by God to be sent in the wilderness, rule up the wilderness, eat the grasshopper and wild honey. A grasshopper, is it difficult? Yes, it's difficult to catch grasshopper. But how can we get ready grasshopper? Maybe is we are we depend on it. Finding Wahani is not simple. But there is Wahani for John to survive on. We know John lived in a very different environment than anybody. He's in the wilderness. But God is supplying all of his need there. And because God has chosen him to become a servant of the Lord, now in prison, John is hoping that God does something for me. But there's been a long time. He is still in prison. Nothing happened. Nobody intervened. Maybe his heart to become anxious, just like in Psalm 45. Oh my soul, why are you shaken and be anxious? John was anxious because there was nobody concerned about his imprisonment. I thought the reason, the second, is that John is putting this question to Jesus, is that John preached the gospel by a declaration. He said, the axe is already at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into fire. God is looking at each life. Any life that does not bear fruit will be cut off. Even the king, when Jesus came, there's no judgment when Jesus came. There's no destruction from God. Herod was still king, He is okay with his sin. The people still far away from God. Then John was threatening, John called me to preach the gospel. Why? That all the events that I declare has not happened yet. Didn't God have to judge his people? He made my prophecy become, has no value. Right? The third point, the reason that John put forth this question to Jesus is that he did the right thing because of his courage and to intervene with Herod's that he was sin before the Lord. That's something nobody dared to do with when that person was a king. And Herod is someone, when he was the one who found Jesus when he was just born, and he divided the country for his own. But he did not want any of his son to become like him. So he gave the country to different portions. And Herod Antipas governed the Judea region, and Archelaus controlled in Herod. And Herod Philip is the one governed in the northern part. And so the many sons of Herod govern different portions. A son called Philip was the officer in Roman, and his wife was Arabia. And was Antipas went to visit his brother and then saw the beautiful wife of him, and he fell in love with this one, and to ask her to leave her husband Philip and to come with her. So the son, she said, this, my husband is only somebody lesser than him. So Herodia left her husband and followed Herod Antipas. And because of this, John pronounced, you have sinned against God because you have deceived to stole the wine of your brother. And because Herodia trying to find a way to kill John the Baptist, and because the prophet prevented Herodia to live. Herod is afraid of John the Baptist because he is the prophet preaching the good news. So the king could not touch. But if he is outside, the wild will try to find and kill the Baptist. And because Herod put John in prison in a way to protect him from his wife. And then, so John Baptist was put in prison due to the reason, the effect of that time. He was there near the Dead Sea. Macarius, the town name. John Baptist did not miss the hounds. He lived outside the wilderness. And now he was put in prison in the four walls. We see that he was suffering so much, losing his freedom more than Abraham, because he never had a house to stay in. Now he is put in prison. And there, he has no opportunity to preach the gospel. He suffers. Look at his reality that he is in prison in this four walls. Jesus could understand this about John the Baptist. And Jesus knew it would grow if John the Baptist would see on his situation to see that somebody was in prison inside the four walls and that suffered increased evermore. And Jesus preached the situation of John. Do not look at your reality. Look about and focus on Jesus. You and me, we say sometimes we have suffering heartily, that we see that we lose hope. But Jesus still says, do not look at your burden, but focus on Jesus. And Jesus told the disciple of John, go back and report to John what you hear and see, and what you see. What did they hear about Jesus? What did they see about Jesus? Jesus came to express the love of God in all that he did, in all his concern to those or the lowest part of the social society. Everybody can have a hope in the God that could not be shaken. Because God did not shut down all that John Baptist expected. The any fruit that does not bear fruit to be cut off. Jesus did other things. John the Baptist talked about the preaching gospel, but that gospel is a gospel is imperfect because John could only preach about a God, a holy God, and righteous. Whoever is sin will be punished. But when Jesus came, he preached a gospel completely about a God, a loving God, and forgiving love so that he can send his son to die for us on the cross. And whoever believes in his son, in that faith, that person will be forgiven. And John came to preach about the kingdom of God, about a God, a holy God. And he is a fire to destroy sin. But Jesus came to express a heaven, a holy purpose, that God is also a God of love. And today, we are given a responsibility to preach the gospel, righteous, to judge sin, but also preach that a God of love has the authority to forgive sins. Dear congregation, maybe in our life, there are so many challenges like sickness, maybe it's difficult with the job, with the clashing between husband and wife, between parents and kids, and it became a challenging aspect. If we are in that challenging situation, then we continue, maybe can we spoke. Maybe you and I, because we are expect that God would do something for us, but our prayers are not answered. Why? Maybe you and I could not understand enough about God, just like John the Baptist did not understand about Jesus. God understood imperfectly, and so preached the gospel in an imperfect way. And when he saw that it did not happen what John was expecting, he questioned, are you the one to come? Or I need to wait for another? Jesus will be resolving the situation. Jesus, that is, do not lose hope if we understand more about our Lord. Maybe the way the God working is not like what we expect. The way God answers our prayer do not align with what our expectation is about prayer. When we understand God completely, we can keep our faith put in God that will not be shaken. Tell John what you have heard and seen. What we can hear, what you can see, and the one thing that is, we will not lose our hope. Last week I talked to you about today in Asbury, in Pentecost, there is a visit by the Holy Spirit. A strange thing, a miracle. Only 6,000 people traveling there, but during that time, they have to welcome 50,000 people there because they are thirsty for something. And each day, there are 15,000 people worship with them there or through live stream. Deep motivation. God can do many things, miracles, because He is not changing. He is unchanging. But our hope on God will not change. Though our ability is lacking. Though the event, we have many difficulties. But God has some resolution as miracle. And so, God did not use any special to cause a revival. God only looking for people who have a simple faith with a simple heart. The revival has now spread to now Texas, and I hope that that revival will come to our church from the people who have faith, a true faith in the Lord. May we not lose the hope in the Lord. The second point that we learn together from this what this passage is. When we feel like we are losing hope, look at what God has done for us. God told the disciple John, the blind told, what did you see and what did you hear? They went. What would they say to each other about prayer? That is, we have seen the blind receive sight. We saw the lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. All Jesus has done is different what John Baptist was expecting or declaring before. He pulling everyone to the faith and say, all the descendant of the diaper repent. He saw that all those do not put the faith in the Lord. They have evil hearts. And he used all the descendants of the viper to talk about them. Their fruit repent, worthy of heaven of God. But the priest is about to cut down. But Jesus Christ preached a gospel of love to make the lame walk, the deaf can hear. The dead can be risen. Those who are despised by society can hear about the gospel. What Jesus have done are the things that is different than any other one. Different than any rabbis of the day. Because Jesus can be very those that are not worthy in society. But whatever Jesus has done, told Jesus, the disciples went actually to see if what Jesus did is fulfilled by the prophecy that was Isaiah 700 years before. Isaiah talked about the appearance of Messiah, and when the Messiah came, it would change the heart of the people to return to God, to express God's love. The blind can see, the lame can walk, the dead are alone. And all of that are happening right now. And that is the gospel preaching out to the world. And today, God continues, Jesus continues to make the blind spiritual blind and see the wonderful thing about the kingdom of God.
You should see the hurt, the cripple can walk by the life of Christ. He caused the death, spiritual death, to be close to God, to experience resurrection. He caused the poor in the spirit to be filled. God continued to do that. And the congregation, God is leading each one of us to express His word. Need you and me to express all that the Lord has done. Is there any the great person or the religious leader that has a prophet to talk about their life? When He was born, or the purpose to come, for what purpose? Any prophecy, how they will die? No. Only one Jesus. How Jesus. There are so many prophecies before, 1,000 years before, 100 years before, prophecy about Christ coming with the accurate prophecy in the detail. For example, He was sold by 30 pieces of silver. For example, God is nailed on the cross. That God will be pierced with, but none of the bone was broken, prophesied the Bible. All of that has been prophesied in the Old Testament mentioned about before Jesus came into the world. And now Jesus reminded John the Baptist has seen. Does anybody has lived on this life just like Jesus according to the prophecy of the Old Testament? The Messiah will be given to the wilderness. The Lord wants you and me just look at our lives to remind ourselves and think that God, you have done this for me. Just think about the experience when I was anxious. I can feel the peace of the Lord. When I feel a guilty in me, I've been forgiven when I was in the place. In the place of sadness, how God can comfort and encourage myself. Dear congregation, you have those experiences in your life. And when we put life, faith in God, remember what God has done in our life. What have we received from the Lord for the promises of the Lord? Remember the time when the love, the first love, we are give the Lord our first love. Remember, we have been called to receive the kingdom of God. Remember the time that we can see that our life has value and purpose before Him. Remember the time we promised that I decide to follow you all my life. When we come into the baptism, which time, when we receive the King of Heaven that preach the gospel to all, the congregation. God said, blessed is anyone who is stumble on account of me, who's not stumble on account of me. Because we are questioning God. We are doubting, just like John the Baptist said, are you the one Messiah to come, or are we waiting for another? Is God as a savior of mine, or I would find a different savior? Will you change my life, or I have to wait for someone else to come and change my life? Let's look at all that we experience that the Lord has given us. Maybe some of us will be stumbled. We have been in some situation that is not according to what we expect. Martin Luther is a revolution in our relationship. He was with the Catholic Church, and so when he was performing to kneel and trying to in the suffering way, and they read out the word of God to remind the suffering. And when he did all of that, that the Catholics require and teach him to do, but to salvation, he read in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the righteous will be saved by faith. And he taught, came to Martin Luther, that if a righteousness can live by faith, what I'm doing here. What is the value of my work for salvation? It's not right. It's not right with the gospel of the Lord. The righteous must live by faith. So he examined the New Testament and some many teaching of the Catholic does not is founded on the basis of the Bible. And so he put forward many of his theses to show the Catholic Church there are many things we are doing against the teaching of the Bible. And that causes in all of other Catholic officers has a separation with him. He was cut out from the Catholic Church. He was no longer a monk. He suffered because he was deposed from the Catholic rank. When he was suffering and many despised him, he was despised. And Martin started to lose hope at that time. He did not have the, that he had this thought that you will be the one to bring back the true teaching of the gospel. And one time, Martin Luther wears something like a dart from the top to bottom. He asked, is anybody dying in our house? And the wife said, your God is dead. Why you say that? God is the living God. He could not die. But God is dead. You cannot say that. God is a living God. If your God is a living God. Why are your life like this? Why are you disappointed like this? God called you to a very important thing. Everybody back to the Word of God. If the God is living, you cannot live this way. God used the wife to change the perspective of Martin Luther because he was looking at his situation, his reality. And so Martin removed himself from the Catholic Church and rebuilt a new body of Christ based on the Word of God. From there, we mainly have evangelicals denomination, and that is because we have these book churches from the Catholic Church. Alive, there are many that cause us many lose hope, but remember God that we are worshiping. Who is that? Look what God has done in our life, in our lives, in our family's lives, in all our brother, sister in Christ. Or God is doing his work, and we recognize that God that we are worshiping will never change. And that's why we will never lose hope. The third point that we will when we lose hope, let's think about a joy, an everlasting joy. We will not lose hope in whom we look at what God has done for us and around us and look at the joy that we are receiving from God. Everlasting joy. When the soul depart to say to us, what did you go out to wilderness to see? And so Jesus is proud of you. And verse 7 until 11, he just talked about John the Baptist, that maybe we should not understand all what John has done. The role of John the Baptist before the Lord is very important role that John the Baptist played. And Jesus told the crowd, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, in the eastern, there is the wind can come, and all the reeds, anybody with trees, but the reed has a softness in it. The wind can blow. It will follow the wind, and so all the hard one can be uprooted, but the reed continue to sway to the wind. What did you see in the wilderness? A raceway, by the way. Jesus, he wants to say to the crowd, John Baptist is not only to like a sway to the political wind that would not submit to the one who sinned in the position he would not do to the king of Herod because of the sin that he has to announce it. He is able to intervene. He did not find glory from men. He ready to use the word of God to condemn the sin before them. And God, Jesus said, John Baptist is not just like the reed swayed by the political wind. And he continued, what did you go after the sea? A man dressed in fine clothes? Those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Everybody wants to see a good life. And so they want to turn about the materialism this world, of those people who wear it. If you find those, that's not what the will of God is. Because there will be people who will to praise the king, to please the king with his sin. Those are the ones who wear fine clothes in the pastors. But John Baptist do not belong to that group. John believes talk about the message of God. King Herod had committed sin. That's why he was condemned. He did not change his perspective. Continue. What else do you find? A prophet? The prophet is something represent the Lord. That is something we honor from the Old Testament. John the Baptist has become a last prophet of the Lord to talk to everyone that we are sinners needing repentance. I tell you, one is more prophet, and this is talking about that. I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you. And that is the prophet of Isaiah talking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist has become to prepare the ministry of Jesus to tell everybody the kingdom of God is here. Repent and bear fruit. Dear congregation, John the Baptist has been called into an important role, more important than any other prophet. That in this scripture, God is using in verse 14. If you want to see, he is the anybody with think Eli. John Baptist is the representation he was, and Elijah will appear again, and John Baptist is the mirroring. And then in our time, when Jesus is come to destroy the work of Satan, and Jesus was praising in verse 11, truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. That is a praise for John the Baptist from Jesus. But let's think, Jesus was meeting one year. He is mentioning the joy in the heaven. John Baptist has served his life for God, and now he was in prison. Jesus did not say anything about that he will save John Baptist out of prison. But he said one thing. The John Baptist is the light of the world. What the light of Jesus has been blessed by the Lord. He was sealed by the God. And he put John Baptist a place in the kingdom of God. In the glorious kingdom of God. But Jesus said, tell you and me, you are the light of the world. That means, similar, you will be the light of this world. That's the light of you must show to others so that others will see good works. For what? and praise the Father in heaven.
John
is a great person, but God is not even compared to us. That is, John could not see the love of God that Jesus has expressed for us. There is a great forgiveness that could not compare. There is the love that talk about the Son of God has been dying on the cross to forgive our sins. And because the cross, God has caused the one who nailed, because to him, you will be with me, what he told a robber next to him, tonight you will be with me in paradise. A robber. And because of the cross, the gospel that brought so many lowly, unworthy of intercessors to come into the glorious kingdom to receive the blessing. There, we can find you and me. There, God has John about to prepare the way for the first arrival of Jesus, and now God is using each one of us to prepare the second appearing of Jesus. And this is something for sure. Jesus first came to express the grace of God for the human. By his death on the cross, he expressed that grace. But Jesus will come when the second time to end this world. Whoever who put on faith in Christ and who does not put faith in Christ. And we have the responsibility. We are preparing the way for the second coming of Christ. Can you feel the honor when we, the one to participate for this event and everything that God told John, I told you, among all the born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. But he continued, yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. More than John the Baptist is being honored. More than all other the Israelites are honoring John the Baptist. Why? Because the Lord has chosen you and me. The honor of the least in the kingdom is greater than the honor that John Baptist was giving. John Baptist has caused Herod, the king, was feared, with fear, and the rest to come to be baptized by John the Baptist. But the honor when we come into the kingdom is the honor when God gives us that honor. And so, dear congregation, we are thankful that we are told by God, blessed for those who never stumble because of me. We are not stumble because of Christ. And we will not lose hope in Christ. If we see that though the way that God is planning for us is different, your thoughts are higher than my thoughts, I will depend on you more. When the Barclay has mentioned, has recounted that in the old days, when they don't have electricity in the street there, they put the burning torch, and that evening they light up the torch, and then the street could be lit up. In this town, this one person was doing this every day to light up the torch along the street. He is faithful to do this and all the torches, but there is one thing, some surprise, the person who put the lid, and he is blind. Of mind. He never knew what light is. Would you understand? We are put is the light of the world. But are we blind about that? This is something necessary, something important that God wants to tell us. That is, we need to see the light so that we can light the world. Give light to the world. We have to understand our God so that we can be clear about the gospel of a loving God. Paul has told the Corinthians, I have preached to others. I myself will not be disqualified for this prize. He was afraid. Paul was afraid that the one who will be disqualified, just like a one lighting the torch, that he himself could not see the light. Dear congregation, there is a great scientist that is Einstein. They call Einstein is the father of the atomic bomb. No, he is not the one who discovered it, but he's the one has helped in this world to create this atomic. Einstein is a German, but is a Israel. And he was a Jew living under the Hitler's emperor. And the Jews were persecuted under Hitler. And so he left Germany and went to live in Swiss. In 1933, he escaped from Germany. And when he escaped, all the governments of the German said that 20,000 mark to whoever can capture Einstein. Einstein went to France to teach. And then from France, he went to Belgium. Afterward, when he moved to England, and finally he asked for admission to U.S. He was director of research at Princeton. In 1941, he has the citizenship, and then from 39, he gave a letter to suggest to the president to go ahead and make the atomic bomb, because if the U.S., the German could create a atomic, and then the whole world would be destroyed by that. And that plant project was implemented in 1945, and they dropped these two atomic bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And this caused thousands of people to die. Tens of thousands. And after that event, Einstein was heavy, was concerned, and the whole world, they will use the atomic bomb to destroy each other, this world. And because of that guilt, he withdrew from the director of research at Princeton. And Einstein declared, if I could remake my life, I'd rather be a blacksmith more than a scientist. A great scientist, famous the world over because of his wisdom and because of his relativity theory on the discovery. But he said, if I could remake my life, I would love to be a blacksmith rather than a great scientist. There will be many times will be regretful because you did not live for Christ. Jesus, but your life and mine is according to God's purpose. And so, God did not save John Baptist from prison. We know that finally, John was beheaded in prison because of a dance of a daughter of Herodia. Solomon gave a dance that is caused the king to be to promise whatever you want will give it to me to this daughter, even half of my kingdom. And the Solomon asked him, what should I ask for? And the mother said, you asked for John Baptist's head, dear congregation. The king could not refuse his promise before all the officers in that group. And so King Herod had King John Baptist's head on the platter and gave it to Gadara. That is the evil thought. God did not say, but the reward of John the Baptist before God, did he lose it? No. The reward will remain forever. And so, when God put you and me on this earth, wishing us that each one of us to have, none of us will regret on the last day when we had God had chosen you and me. I have put to be the light of the world. Your light will show before men. The image of Christ must express through our life for others to see there is a God worthy of our worship. And so the scriptures told us in Romans, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. Romans chapter 10 verse 11. We are thankful for the word of God. And Jesus continued to tell us, blessed anyone who does not stumble on my account. May the word of the Lord encourage each one of us. In this time, there are so much fear. Easily, we can lose hope in this world. Remember, do not lose hope, because the God of the worship has not changed. Look at all that God has done for you, for others, for the body of Christ, for this whole world, so that our faith and our hope would not be shaken. And we will ask the Lord to ask me that, so that in our lives to think the joy that we are recorded, our deeds are recorded in heaven. None of us of our work will be forgotten by God. Our work is not of no use, but it's all value before God. That's all said. We'll come give thanks to the Lord for this message. I hope that through this message, let us examine our heart so that we have a life meaningful before the Lord. If we are far away from God because of this thing or that thing or something prevent us from drawing closer to reconnect with the Lord. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. And we can see the value that we will receive. Let's pray. Dear our Father, we are thankful because the Lord that we worship is an unchanging God. Though many of this world may have a position, the fame, the power, and money, but many are regretting their lives because they did not live according to the purpose, according to God's name. We are thankful because we have been chosen. Trust us to give the key of heaven that the Lord, all the gates of hell could not win overcome that church. You are giving us the opportunity to be in the body of Christ, to share the glory with each other, to allow to express the gospel, the loving God, that gospel can save us. May you help us to live the rest of our life worthy of your love, calling. We never lose hope because there are so many troubles in this life. May us see that our hope in Christ, that we continue to be faithful, to walk in peace among all the storm that can happen, and the glory of God will give us living water in you, because your promise that we are blessed if we are not stumbled because of Christ. May you forgive us of sin. Many times we are grieving our God that we do not know. We make some wrong choices that we did not know. May we have the opportunity to not be regret of our choice that we are making. with our life before our Christ. And we have, just like in heaven, when we live here with Christ on the earth. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.